This is KCUR. I'm Gina Kaufman.
5 years ago, Kansas City Public Schools decided to close about half of its campuses to adjust to a shrinking student population. Kansas City is not the only district doing this. Detroit, Philadelphia, and Chicago also closed large numbers of school buildings in recent years. But in the wake of about 30 school closures, Kansas City developed what was considered a pioneering program, asking communities to be part of determining what would happen to the empty buildings. It turns out, transforming 1.8 million square feet of property has been a real challenge. Esther Honig has the story.
Shannon Jax walks me through the old Blenheim School on the corner of Prospect and East Gregory Boulevard. She's the director of the Kansas City Public School Repurposing Initiative.
So for an elementary school, it's one of the bigger ones. It's almost 70,000 square feet. Our average for our elementary is closer to like 40, 45.
This building is 90 years old, but it's been closed for 14. There is paint peeling from the walls and all of the windows are boarded up, but you can still imagine kids running through the halls. We head downstairs to see the old gymnasium.
The gym and this building is in the basement, and so we have had flooding issues. But that's something that these developers are just really pretty. Oh, I can see it now.
From where we stand, you can see the gym floor is flooded under 4 inches of water. The school security guard points out that a broken sub pump is to blame.
And the sub pump is on that side.
Yep.
Still, Jax is confident the right developer for Blenheim is out there.
Yep. I will let the facility director know.
School districts don't often act as realtors, but in Kansas City, there are now 16 school buildings, including Blenheim, on the market. Since 2011, 9 have been sold and 3 have been demolished. For the remaining schools, maintenance and security cost the district $1.8 million a year. But the goal isn't to just sell them as quickly as possible. Jack says these schools are a public asset built with taxpayer dollars, so determining their future should be a civic process.
School closures were very emotional and hard for parents, for families, for community members. We understood as a district the impact that we'd had by these closures, and that one way of addressing that was to, you know, find good viable reuses, give the community a voice as we moved forward.
Starting in 2011, Jax held meetings in every neighborhood with a closed school. Residents toured the sites, then said what they wanted to see done. As Jax expected, every neighborhood wanted their school saved. But factors like size, location, and condition meant that some buildings were more fit to be demolished than repurposed. And while many people wanted community centers and affordable senior housing, that meant finding developers who were interested in taking on those projects.
My name is Steve Fouch with Fouch Brothers. We are the developer of the Switzer West building. We're standing here in the main hallway of what we're calling the D building.
The old Switzer School on the west side has sat vacant for decades. The infrastructure is crumbling, and it's been the target of both vandalism and arson. Fouch estimates it will take $24 million to convert into 114 market-rate apartments.
The roof has failed in many places throughout all the buildings, so there's a lot of water damage.
Is that what that kind of wet, musty smell is?
Yes, you're smelling water and some mold and just wet plaster and wet finishes.
Then suddenly, we can hear voices coming from inside the building.
We have some
visitors.
In a second, he's on the phone with police.
Hi, this is Steve Foucher with the Switzer School Complex, and we have kids that have trespassed into the school.
Vandals are a common nuisance in these buildings, and Fouch knows that. He's now restored 20 schools in small towns and cities across the Midwest. It's become his niche in the market. He says he can expect a low purchase price and the added advantage of historic tax credits. But the school repurposing plan in Kansas City requires Fouch to share his plans with the community, something not every developer has the patience for.
We have lots of meetings, and I try and work with them best I can, or other people try and get through to them on what their expectations are, and realizing that it's been here for 20, 25 years vacant.
Some residents had hoped renovations for the Switzer School would include more community space, or maybe a smaller parking lot. Fouch says he was open to the feedback, but at the end of the day, his plans have to be financially viable.
All of their expectations just can't be met. And if you want to see it saved, you have to give on a couple things.
Even empty, these schools still hold sentiment and an identity for a neighborhood, which means repurposing can be contentious. Residents in Waldo successfully fought plans that would replace the Bingham School with a Walmart grocery store. In the Northeast, despite the campaign to save the Thatcher School, it was demolished to create field space for another school. But in the Blue Hills neighborhood, you'll find the Cinderella story of school repurposing. Tonight, there's a dance performance at the new Mary L. Kelly Center, formerly Graceland Elementary.
Are you nervous at all?
Nah, I got this. I got this. When the music starts, you kind of know which song it is, and then you're waiting and waiting, and then it just takes off.
Teresa Smith is a student in the adult line dancing class, but she uses the center for other things too, like the computer lab and the gym.
Oh, it's great. I look on the website and I see all the things that the kids can do. You know, it's just amazing. See, coming up in my day, we didn't have anything like this, and it's free. I'm even taking a computer class here.
This former school has been turned back into a community asset, and that's the goal. But this repurposing had some advantages. The building was in really good condition, and the developers, a nonprofit called the Upper Room, had generous donors. But just up the street on 51st and Garfield, Willard Elementary is different. From their front porch, sisters Yolanda and Erica Hall can see the smokestack of the old school.
What do you feel like when you walk past the building?
Well, I drove by there a couple times and it looks scary.
Willard has been closed since 2000, and vandals have torn it apart, scavenging copper wiring and piping. Roof tiles fall and shatter on the ground, and the walls are marred with graffiti.
I just think it makes our neighborhood look bad because neighborhoods down here, they usually already have a bad name, and when you see big abandoned buildings that aren't being taken care of, it just makes it look worse.
According to Shannon Jacks, developers last year lost interest in this property because the cost to repurpose it outweighed the potential profit. If they can't find a use for it, it could be demolished. Jacob Wagner, a professor of urban planning at UMKC, knows the effect a building like this can have on a neighborhood.
They can cast a shadow over the neighborhood and people feel like it is bringing down property values and it's impacting people's perception of safety.
Wagner has been studying the reuse process in Kansas City since 2007 and says that blighted school buildings like this are still more valuable standing than demolished.
Even after, if you do demolish the building, you still have the challenge of managing a massive vacant lot. So that's another whole nother problem.
Wagner says that because there's no immediate market for these buildings, the best solution is to do a better job of preserving them so they can be reused in the future. Of course, that would require more money from the district. And that's money that's not being spent in the classroom. So for Willard and the 15 other schools in the district's portfolio, it's a race against time to find the right developer before another building is lost.
Esther Honig brought us that story.